Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Holy Angels Prayer Place, our cyber chapel that's open 24/7 all year round. Join us for a time of prayer, reflection, and connection with our loving Creator. Take 10 minutes now to be renewed by the grace of God. Here's Bishop Deb with today's message and prayer. Hello and welcome to The Prayer Place. This is Bishop Deb coming to you from Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. Well, it is a beautiful time of the year here in Niagara, and the trees are starting to show lots of color. We've had some beautiful sunny days, and those yellow leaves and red leaves against the blue sky are just spectacular. How wonderful it is to look out and to see Mother Nature in all of her glory. You know, sometimes when we're worried or afraid or not feeling well, we miss those wonderful things that are just around us, don't we? We get so centered on the problem or the feeling or the what-ifs and worries that it's like we can't zoom out to the bigger picture. So many people I talk to, probably so many people that you're talking to, are going through challenges right now. And really, that's what has inspired The Prayer Place and this show. People are struggling financially. They're unable to get ahead despite their hard work and efforts. People are struggling with relationships, feeling a lack of harmony or trust with those they love. Many people are facing health issues, and they're worried about what that means and about the future. You may be facing a challenge, or you may be trying to support someone else that's going through a difficult circumstance. Either way, this is very stressful. Fear is a natural response. We get afraid, and it brings out so many negative emotions and thoughts in us. We can feel helpless when we experience discomfort and hardship. We can find ourselves feeling overwhelmed and full of fear. And this isn't helpful, as I'm sure you've discovered. In fact, it makes things worse. When we get to that point of overwhelming emotion, we're trying to work it out all out on our own steam. And we go round and round in circles. We get to that place of what I call brain scream. You know what I mean, brain scream. We focus on the problem and all we can see is the block. All we can feel is the frustration, the anger, the worry, the fear. Dear friends, this is no way to live. There is something very simple that we can do at a time like this. It's one of the most powerful tools at our disposal. And it's available right here and right now. And that is the power of prayer. I can hear some of you maybe scratching your head a bit, some of you raising your eyebrows. And we're going to be talking about this over the next few sessions, our next few programs. But let's think about the power of prayer. Jesus tells us in John 14, starting at verse 12, "Truly, truly, I say to you, they who believe in me, the works that I do, they'll also do. And greater works than these they'll do, because I go to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." That is a powerful couple of lines. Greater works than Jesus were being called to do. That we have that kind of power that comes to us through the God that works in us, through God who channels that power through us, that power of love, that power of healing. "Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it," he says. "Ask me, I'll do it." So tomorrow we're going to continue to look at prayer, but for now, let's look at this. Let's take some action. Let's come together and take Jesus at his word. Come together with loving intentions, and let's pray for one another in the world. Let's ask. Let's ask Jesus to do something. And remember, a prayer can be as simple as just asking God for help. It can be a formal prayer like the ones we find in our worship services. But the most important thing about prayer is that it comes from the heart. In fact, I used to have a poster that said, "Everything done with love becomes a prayer." So let's take a moment to think of all the places on the planet that are upset by war, by violence, abuse of power, such a big one, oppression. Let's think of the people of the planet, our brothers and sisters, who are living in fear, those who are hungry, those who are in need, those whose lives have been torn apart by circumstances beyond their control. We can put ourselves in their shoes, and we can feel how that would be so terrifying. Let's pray. Almighty God, giver of peace and lover of concord, send your Holy Spirit to sweep across this planet to move the leaders of the nations and those in authority to safeguard all people, to put people first, and to protect wildlife, to honor the earth. May a new understanding of respect for one another and for all creation break into our consciousness. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And Jesus says to ask, so let's remember all those people in our lives who are facing challenges of any kind. Let's ask Jesus to help those who are struggling with their bills, with financial concerns. Let's ask Jesus to help those who are in need of healing on any kind of level, for those who are feeling hopeless and overwhelmed. And we remember especially all those who have asked for prayer, for Jean, for Tricia, for Pat, for Phyllis, for Dawn, for Caroline, for Jeannie, and for those in your life whom you know need to have God's healing and blessing upon them. Let's take some time to offer our own needs and concerns to our loving God. Let's ask Jesus. Take Jesus at his word. We are asking in your name, Jesus, to help us with these concerns, and reflect on them in the quiet of your heart. And as we're praying together, the power of prayer, where two or three are gathered, we agree that it's not just like one plus one praying. It's like one plus one plus a million, a billion, unlimited power accessible to us, because we're calling in God, we're calling in that power of divinity to fuel our prayers. So let's take a moment and consider our beautiful earth, our home, our oasis against the vast darkness of space. Let's think about the life on Earth, all the life it holds, the water, all the bodies of water, the land, all the cities, the towns, all the people, all the plants and trees, every creature, every fish, every bird, every animal. How amazing is our planet? What a gift it is for us to enjoy. And so many hard things are happening to Mother Earth. So let's cradle it with our hands in our minds, just holding the earth in our hands and blessing it. Send our love to it. Send it our thanks. And send good thoughts to every person, every living thing, every body of water, every acre of land. See our beautiful planet peaceful and calm, abundant and healed. See people everywhere laughing and dancing, drinking beautiful clear water, enjoying the gift of a sunny day. See everyone reaching out to one another, smiling and friendly, working together, seeing our bond together, sharing baskets of food and thanking the lands, thanking God, however God is named. We give thanks and we open our heart to blessings. And God is active and present. God is working for good in the life of our world, in our lives, and in all lives. Let's pray. Gracious God, Jesus tells us that we can experience life in all its fullness, in abundance, and we claim that now. We know that today is not tomorrow, and that what seems like a wall can be transformed into a door. Transform that doorway for us now, loving God. Bring to us the answers that we seek, the improvements that we need, the restoration of health, finances, relationships, conclusions, happy conclusions to all concerns. Bring us to a new level of wholeness by your divine grace. We give you thanks that you have heard our prayers and that you are working on each concern in a way that is for our highest and our best. Grant us patience and confidence that answers are coming, that healing is happening, and that a way is coming clear. We thank you for your love and the fulfilling of all your promises. In Jesus' name we ask this, and in Jesus' name we pray. And now let's say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This is a transformational time for you. Be powered by this prayer. Go forth into the world knowing that you are loved and blessed, and you are a blessing for others. Let the power of God work in you and through you and around you. May the Lord bless us and keep us. May the Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon us and look upon us with favor and grant us peace. Amen. Well, thanks for joining me. We'll have another prayer place tomorrow. Do tell your friends and join me then. For joining us at the Prayer Place. We hope that you were supported by your time with us and know that the power of prayer will continue to bless and surround you. If you have any prayer requests for yourself or for a loved one, you can send them along to holyangels@simpatico.ca. If you'd like to send along a donation to support us in this prayer ministry, please visit www.holyangelscommunity.com. There you'll find more information about us, along with links to uplifting prayers and videos. Until next time, may God's peace and love fill your life.